You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 30, What Happens in Vegas. Recording this a little bit later. This is an all Las Vegas edition of the podcast this week. I spent the extended weekend last weekend for a family event there in Vegas. But that doesn't mean I didn't have some fun in the sun and enjoy some adult beverages. So I've been going to Vegas now for many, many years, mostly trade shows like Comdex and CES. The older I get, it does get harder to recover after many nights of enjoying the town. But, you know, this last trip, I managed it quite well. So with that, let's start the news. Pools close at 8 p.m. So we stayed at the LVH, which is formerly the Las Vegas Hilton, now owned by Westgate. So the pool hours, we went to the pool, and the pool hours posted were from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 8 p.m.? Why not later? You know, it's Vegas in summer. It's July. I mean, it's 106 degrees most of the time, and about 9 o'clock, it cools down to about 85 degrees. So I did ask, and, you know, why isn't the pool open later? So we were told that due to lighting issues, they had to close the pools before it got dark. So they kind of explained it, I don't know, it's half-assed in my opinion, but, you know, the whole point of, like, well, there's not enough lighting, and sometimes the pool lighting doesn't work well, and it's dark, and we don't want people to get hurt, and it's, like, for safety reasons, and so I kind of got that, but still, you know, I saw lots of lights all over the place. You know, once, you know, dusk started to hit, I mean, it was, you know, I didn't see an issue with, you know, trying to light up an area and having a pool, you know, nighttime. I mean, other hotels like, you know, Hilton Garden Inn or Holiday Inn or Marriott's, you know, most of their pools are open until 10 or 10:30 at night, sometimes later, you know, like a hot tub open until like midnight, you know. That's kind of cool, you know. So, you know, you would think that nighttime swimming would be a big thing, and that maybe other hotels would keep their pool open later. You know, so the same was true. You know, it wasn't just at the LVH that their pools. You know, we went to the Hard Rock Hotel, and they have a pool called the Nirvana Pool, which half of it is sand, and you know, like a real beach, and then the other half is a regular pool. Well, guess what? They closed their pool at 8 too. You know. So, you know, I think some of it also is more, you know, they might, you know, treat it as, you know, they have to have time to clean it and prepare it for the next morning and everything. So, but still, kind of, you know, kind of frustrating, especially when you want to stay in the pool, you know, if it's hot at night still and you want to cool off. The Virgin River Gorge and cell phone coverage. Okay, so if any of you have driven to Vegas from the north, like we did from Utah, from Salt Lake City, you pass through the Virgin River Gorge, which is an 18-mile section of Interstate 15, I-15 highway that runs through Arizona. It's very pretty, and it's amazing how they have carved out and blasted four lanes of highway through the gorge. I mean, before you had to drive all the way around it, you know, it was like a two-lane highway, you know, which is still, they still have the two-lane highway that's open, but, you know, this has made travel a lot better. It's made it more consistent. You can, you know, get to, you know, from, you know, get through that 18-mile area pretty quick, but there's no cell phone coverage. It's pretty much non-existent. You know, Verizon has some coverage through there, but if you're with T-Mobile, Sprint, or AT&T, your phone's going to give the no service banner for most of the 18 miles. Now, you know, if traffic is smooth and there's no issues or anything like that, it's not that big of a deal. 18 miles, you know, takes, you know, 20 minutes maybe at the most to drive through there, you know, because it does, the traffic slows down from 75 miles an hour to 55, you know, because it's windy, there's, you know, bridges, there's, you know, you're curving around, So that makes a lot of sense. I have driven faster through there. It's not safe, but, you know, it's kind of enthralling, you know, if you will, to speed through, you know, twists and turns. But regardless, I mean, so, but if there's an accident, you know, traffic can be backed up for miles. And if you need to make an emergency call and you have no cell coverage, you're out of luck. And you just have to hope that someone else can make the call, you know, for the accident, you know. It's, you know, in this day and age, you know, with we have cell phone coverage pretty much anywhere, you know, I mean, I get that there's some spots, you know, places that don't have coverage, and I understand that. But, you know, from an accident and a safety point of view, they really should consider better coverage through that area. Just, not play preference to one carrier like Verizon, you know, that has some coverage, you know. You know, obviously they put their towers and stuff through there, but, you know, maybe one day, you know, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint can add their towers in, you know, so that the rest of us that are on different, you know, cell phone coverage and different carriers can have coverage, you know, just in case of that emergency. Always do max bet when playing the slots. So that's the advice that I get from, you know, a lot of people, including my wife, who does try to play, you know, when she loves playing slots and does the max bet. And, you know, I mean, you know, I guess the point is, you know, if you're wanting to win, you know, your biggest chance of winning is to bet more. I mean, that kind of makes, you know, logical sense. So I'm not a huge gambler, but, you know, I do like to play the slots. And my favorite thing is I really like to see how long I can play in my money. You know, if I take, you know, 40, 50 bucks or whatever, and, you know, I can sit at a machine for a couple hours and drinks keep coming, you know, I'm happy. You know, that's a good thing. But, you know, I don't win very much, you know, but sometimes if I'm, you know, consistently, you know, getting a little bit here and there, you know, then it's nice. I like it. You know, I don't get addicted to it per se, but it doesn't mean that I don't like to win, you know, and sometimes winning is fun, and well, not sometimes, all the time winning is fun, but, you know, I mean, that's how you keep going, you know, I mean, you know, if you keep playing a machine and it keeps taking your money and you never win, you know, then you move machines and you don't like it and you go away. So that means I don't, you know, I don't do max bet. You know, my favorite machines are these penny slots. I mean, there are a lot of slot machines are, you know, are based on, you know, 1 cent bets, but you don't bet 1 cent, you know, I mean, there's no, you know, you're going to just sit there forever on 1 cent, you know, and you'll never win because it rarely hits on one line. You know, a lot of these machines have multiple lines that you play. So I like my favorite penny slots are where you can play 9 lines, and I almost always bet 2 times. So it's 18 cents each time I pull the wheels. You know, so, you know, these machines are getting harder to find now. You know, a lot of other machines now are at 20 lines, you know, or 30 lines or 40 lines or 50 lines, you know, so your bet is 20, 30, 40, or 50 cents at a time if you're just betting times one, which I normally do. So this last weekend, I was playing a Wheel of Fortune machine and, you know, playing for a little bit, and I hit a winner, which paid me $100. So all the, you know, it hit, you know, I think it was five wheels, and so it hit all five on the symbol. And so now if I would have done max bet, that would have been 10 times, you know, so 20 lines times 10, which would have been $2. And if I would hit max bet, I would have won $1,000. Yeah, see? So, you know, I get the allure of, you know, hey, if I would have played max bet, you know, so even if I would have bet just 3 times, that would have been $300. So then I start thinking about, and I go through all the different logic of, you know, hey, you know, what if I would have bet more, or you know you kind of go back and, you know, and think about what if I would have bet, I would have won that money. So again, everyone likes to win, but if I would have been playing the max bet all along, I probably, you know, that's $2 each time, my money would have been long gone before I hit on that big win. So, you know, you can't, you know, you go back and you think about the logic and you think about everything else, and you can't do that, you know. So anyway, I like to play longer, but every once in a while, it's fun to play max bet. And if you want to win, max bet is where it's at. This week's rant, prices of hotel rooms are never consistent. So I've never agreed with the hotel per night pricing variations, you know, where, you know, like in the case of Vegas, you know, weekends are more expensive than weeknights, you know, sometimes, but, you know, but then you take business hotels, you know, where weekends are cheaper than weeknights. And so, you know, it's just a, I don't know. You know, like you look at the, you know, prices of, you know, you look and like a Tuesday night will be $50, but the same hotel on a Saturday night, and the same, or not hotel, the same room on a Saturday night is $200. Same exact room, you know? So I get that you would pay more for a bigger room, but it just doesn't seem right to charge four times the amount for the same room. You know, I mean, when I say it doesn't seem right, you know, companies are more than welcome to charge whatever the hell they want, and people pay. You know, if the market demands it, I guess, you know, they're not going to change. But, you know, I just, you know, just due to the demand and everything, I, you know, hotels, you know, I guess try to make up for, you know, the times where they're not as full, you know, like, you know, Vegas during the week is not as busy as they are on the weekends. You know, you make more money in the same room just because you have more people wanting it for a particular night. So I get that. But I'd like to see a hotel chain charge the same night, or the same rate for each night for each room, you know. So smaller rooms would be $60 a night, larger rooms would be $120 a night, you know. Sounds logical, right? So I don't know. That's my rant. I've always had an issue with it because, you know, based on demand or time of the year or whatever, you know, hotels can seem ridiculous. And, you know, like trade shows, hotels will garner huge per night rates just because there's demand for it. So I'd like to see it change. This week's shameless plug, open containers allowed in Vegas. And when I say open containers, it's open containers of alcohol. So one of my favorite things about Vegas is how liberal the liquor laws are. You can walk around with an open container of alcohol pretty much anywhere. Yeah, of course, you can't drink and drive. That should be pretty obvious. So the idea of taking a drink from one casino to another, or drinking one of those large margarita in the tall pink plastic containers while walking the strip, you know, I mean, it's fun, you know. People want to get their buzz on, and you're in Vegas, and, you know, hey, you might as well, you know. I mean, it's, you know, I can't imagine how hard it would be to control alcohol, you know, at a place that serves as much alcohol that Vegas does. So there's not too many places in the United States that do allow open containers. So most places force you to stay in one place area to drink, you know, like a nightclub or something like that. And once you leave or enter an establishment, you have to finish or dump out your drink. So, you know, for the most part, I think people treat the open container law in Vegas with respect and do not over abuse it. You know, there are exceptions, obviously. And, you know, alcohol affects people differently. For me, I'm a happy drunk, and so when I drink more, I get happier. And to other people, they might be a little more angrier and out of control. So, but I've loved the open container law in Vegas for many years now, and I will continue to enjoy it each time I visit. Win or lose, it's all the same. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.